All right, Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back. It is July 18th. We are recording this on, and we have a real special podcast this week. We're going to be changing up big time this week. The Blue Kool-Aid crew isn't here. It's just me, Big Z, but I don't know how much I'll be taking over this one, but really, we got the ladies of the Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, kind of taking over the podcast today. So welcome, ladies. Let me introduce you first. So first, we got J-Dog.
Hello.
Then we got Big G.
What's up, Lions fam?
Hello.
And then last but not least, Lil G.
Hello.
All right. So again, that's J-Dog, Big G, and Lil G. They got their podcast names. They're ready to talk about some Detroit Lions and drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. But first, just like anybody else that's ever made their first appearance on this podcast, ladies, let's start with you, J-Dog. Why are you a Lions fan? What made you a Lions fan? And what's your connection to the podcast as well?
First-time caller, long-time listener. Big fan of the podcast. So it goes way back to when I was born, because our dad, which is UJ, is a huge Lions fan. And of course, growing up in our house, football was always number one, and have loved Lions forever. Yep. It's always been funny because we're born and raised in Chicago, and everyone asks, are you from Michigan? No, just always love the Lions, you know, get a lot of weird looks about that, but kind of a sense of pride ever since we were younger. And then as I've grown up, just love them even more, watch them every weekend, and teaching my little, I have three little girls, teaching them how to be Lions fans too. So keeping the tradition going.
Yeah, and your husband's a Browns fan, but they appear to be Lions fans. So good job.
Yeah, well, I've done some work with that. we sit down. My husband said if we had boys, they had to be Browns fans. If we had girls, I got to choose. And so I said, well, I'll run with that. So we sit down, yeah. I make sure they have to watch the first half. They have to learn all the rules, and then they can go play. But we're working hard on it. Got a Lions, more Lions ladies.
All right. We love it. Now Big G, let's go over to you.
Well, since J-Dog is my sister, it's a very similar story, but yes, UJ is my father. And we were just raised Lions fans from birth. I mean, it was never really ever a question. I mean, we never questioned it at all growing up. Like, I not once was like, why? Like, I never once like considered any other team, because
UJ would say it's your destiny.
They chose us. Like, they chose us. The Lions chose him. They chose our family. And I could not be more proud to be a Lions fan, and I am very honored to be on this amazing podcast today with you, Big Z, and the Lions ladies.
All right, Lil G, you're last to go.
Well, similar to my two beautiful co-guests, my father, Bob, UJ's brother, also raised his children to be Lions fans. And similar to the other two tales we've heard, there really wasn't any questioning of it. And it really became a reality for us when we moved to Detroit in 2007. And we got to go to our first Lions game and kind of experience the magic in person. And we've been season ticket holders since then. And it's been quite the ride. You know, sometimes it's had its highs and it's had its lows, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I love the Lions, and I cannot wait to watch them again this fall.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you. And we are glad to have you guys on. I think you guys are going to offer a different perspective here on the Lions. So, I mean, Lil G, I know you brought it up when we were talking about what you guys wanted to talk about in this podcast, but just What do you guys think you offer from the woman side of thing that, you know, the Blue Kool-Aid crew here isn't doing quite so much, or something we might miss that you guys kind of take a look at? I don't know who wants to take that one first. I'll just open that one up.
I'll take that one.
Go for it, J-Dog.
Big fan of the podcast. Probably one of the only, I mean, I only listen to few podcasts, but I listen to you guys every week. And while I love all the insight and deep research you guys do, I feel like as a ladies' Lions fan, I watch it on a much more emotional level. So I'm not necessarily like looking, diving deep into the draft picks and, you know, all of the training camp and all that stuff. I feel like, you know, from a, at least, you know, little G, big G, when we talk, we're like, what did you notice? Like, what happened on Instagram? What players do you follow? You know, and then we bring it into watching it on Sunday, and it gives us this like huge, like emotional connection with the team. So it's like, we're seeing what's going on behind the scenes a little bit. And then we, you know, we love football. We watch every Sunday, but we're maybe not picking it apart as minute, you know, all those minute details as you guys do in the pod. So we come at it in a little bit more emotionally, I think.
Yeah. You guys aren't getting into the salary cap numbers and the signing bonus and
like they make so much money and that's about it.
No. No, I mean we do. We love football. We love the sport and everything, but I think we get on a very personal level with it too. Like learning about the players on the team, like investigating their lives on social media and everything, just to see what they're like as a human too. Cause it just adding that layer of like getting to know that what they're like outside of the sport too, just like really, I don't know it. I feel like that's something important to know too, when you're watching a game and you're like, oh, like he's dating this girl or he's married to this girl. And like, they're about to have a baby. Like, so I don't know. It adds like a different layer and element to watching the sport, that we really love. So.
Awesome. And Lil G, you're the one that proposed the question. So I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, I would agree with what Big G and J-Dog have said. We have a dedicated group chat that we kind of will keep up with what's going on with the players. There were some former players we were probably more dedicated to than we have been with the current roster. So we've definitely got some studying to do, but it's just like a great way for the three of us to connect and kind of learn more about the team. And it kind of takes the, while we love the X's and O's parts of the game, it, I don't know, adds a layer of fun and personality to the team that you don't get otherwise.
And adding on to that note, Little G, like us women right here, we're in a weird spot because, you know, there's been a lot of new changes with the teams, with Dan Campbell coming in last year, and now we have a new GM. And we have a lot of new younger players. Obviously, Stafford went to LA. Like, he's been there for years. And we're going through, like, an adjustment period where we're starting to get, like, we don't really know the new, like, players as much yet. But it's exciting. I think we have a lot of new, fun, young players that we're really excited to learn about, especially going into this season. And with Hard Knocks, I think that's going to show a really awesome side of the team. Yeah, I think we're excited to kind of learn more about these new players that we have.
I think that actually, I know we were maybe going to talk this a little bit later, but like the transition of the team has kind of been a huge, like, I feel like upheaval in my life. I don't know about how you guys feel, but like Stafford leaving, like he was there for such a large chunk of my adult Lion fandom. Like where, you know, like when I was younger, it was cool watching a game with my dad. Like I wasn't really like I was paying attention, but I wasn't really like invested in these players. And, you know, Stafford was like a large part of my adult life watching the Lions, like investing in Lions. Like, as you guys know, my biggest crush of my life was Megatron. You know, like I cried when I saw him on the field. Like
he looked at you.
He looked at me. He looked at me. My sister attests to that. He looked at me. I cried. But you know, we were so close to them for so long. I think I realized, and on top of it, of course, Stafford, like we follow Kelly Stafford. We were very invested in their life. They got married around the time I got married. They had kids around the time I had kids. And then they just like left LA and was like, yeah, I know it's a business. But then I realized like, I was like grieving. Like you get like really emotionally attached to these players and you're like, but they're not on my team anymore. It sucks.
I would agree with that. Stafford will probably forever be my, like one of my top favorite athletes of all time. I think he was just like so fun to watch growing up. Every Sunday, my family would say we're going to the Church of Matthew Stafford. It was, you know, like our tradition. And kind of, it just felt like that was ripped away overnight, even though we knew it was a possibility. And while everything's very exciting now, it was definitely a lot of grieving time. Like J-Dog said, it just felt like somebody, I don't know, not that the Lions are our family, but they take up a large part of our year watching this team. And I would love for them to take up more of our year and go deeper into the playoffs. That would be fantastic. So I just think you, I don't know, you spend so many Sundays watching these players play that it, you form a kind of a attachment, and it's hard to see them go, especially for someone as special as Stafford.
Great. Wait, I got to tell you something kind of scary that happened the other day though about Stafford. So my oldest daughter, Eliza, who's six, came into me and she was like, Mom, I still, out of the blue, like we were not watching football. We were not doing anything. She came in out of the blue and she goes, I just really still love Stafford, Mom. And I was like, yeah, like I know, but he doesn't play on the Lions anymore. And she was like, well, maybe I'll like cheer for his team. And I was like, excuse me? I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, absolutely not. Like, that's where I draw the line.
Our producer, you know, DJ, like, would be happy to hear that.
You know. Yes. But no, we're like, we're shutting this down. I was like, we are Lions fans forever. Like, you can have good, happy feelings for Stafford, but like, we are Lions fans first. So I've had to do some work around that. And I was like, in that moment, I realized though, like our love of Stafford was almost like, I need to check myself. Like, no, I'm a Lions fan first. Like, I'm happy for him, his family, glad they're doing good. But like, oh boy, I kind of was like, okay, let me go look at Goff again. Like, yeah, he seems like a really nice guy. Like, all right, like I'm going to get behind him. Let's go.
I had a really hard time with the Super Bowl this year. Cause like we were saying, like we loved Stafford so much. Like, I mean, he was our QB for however many years. Like, we loved him. We loved his family, like everything. And I felt these weird mixed emotions where I couldn't fully like cheer for him because I just felt so, so much emotion. Like, I almost felt betrayed, even though I know he didn't like do it like to out of bad, like he did it for good reasons. He didn't do it out of like anything bad towards the team, the Lions or Detroit. And it was weird how it affected me emotionally like that. I was like, oh my God. Like,
well, what do you think about your brother, Rud Dog, his opinion that Stafford betrayed the Lions?
Well, no, I don't go that far.
Well, here's your opportunity to respond to him about that.
I don't go to his extent of his feelings towards it. But I just laid low. I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to like get all like mean towards Stafford or anything, but I also felt like I couldn't 100% like cheer for him because I don't know. I didn't feel as strongly as my brother did, but yeah, I don't know. It was definitely just emotions I wasn't expecting to feel, you know, like I was like, I really had to sit and reflect on it. Like, wow. Like these are real emotions.
Did you guys feel better that he, now that he's won the Super Bowl, can you officially like move on? I'm trying to compare it, like if you have like an ex that suddenly starts or gets married and has a child, like I think it's time to move on from that ex.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of like a way to put it.
Great, like analogy for it. Yeah. Like I do. I feel like, okay, like he got what he deserved. Like he did get a Super Bowl win. He deserved it. Like there's no doubt about that.
But I'll always have to say though, he did get a Super Bowl win, but as great as I probably felt for him, it would have felt like 1,000 times better as a Lion. I mean, there's just going to be no comparison. Whichever quarterback wins the Super Bowl for the Lions will be the elite quarterback. If you brought the Lions to the Super Bowl, like you will go down in history for bringing the Lions to the Super Bowl. Like,
it's true. Statues will be built.
Yeah. Will be built. We will help. We will lift.
Yeah, we will build them.
Well, will we be building a statue for Jared Goff, Jillian? Ooh. Or J-Dog?
Well, so so I'm trying to figure out Jared Goff, to be honest. I don't, you know, this past season was kind of a season of grieving, to be honest. Like, it was hard to just like move on initially from Stafford, like just seeing Goff out there. He wasn't producing like Stafford did. He wasn't as exciting to watch initially. He got better by the end. But I kind of felt for him too. Like he got ripped away from a team that he'd been on. He'd been to the playoffs, he went to Super Bowl, I think, with them, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, he got ripped away from them and put in Detroit where they were like kind of rebuilding or whatever. And I feel like he's kind of held himself well under a lot of pressure. And I'm hoping this year. So obviously, as us ladies know, you know, big things happen for him in the off season. Got engaged, put a ring on it.
Will G called it.
I did. I'm a prophet about these things. You predicted
it. So how's that going to affect this season?
I agree.
How's that going to affect this season now that he's engaged? Is he going to?
Well,
is that the big missing piece?
You know, I do think we saw his confidence, as J-Dog said, increase near the end of the year. He got really comfortable in Detroit. Based off some Instagram stories I've seen, they seem to really like Michigan. They like Detroit, which who doesn't love Detroit? It's a great city to live in. I think that this will only boost his confidence more as he feels more comfortable both at home and at work. And I mean, who wouldn't want to seal their love together in Detroit? I don't know. I think that he should get a Super Bowl ring as well as a wedding ring. I think it would be great.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big G. I mean, Goff, you on the Goff train?
Absolutely. I mean, I drink the Kool-Aid. Like, I will always be blind positive towards the Lions. I mean, you know, when he's on, he is on. Like, he's really good. Like, you see the potential. He just needs to get more consistent. And I do have faith, you know, that with getting engaged, I mean, it's love, you know, like love is the strongest power and force in the world. So with that, I mean, how can he not be like on his A game this season? You know, like it's gotta be only good for him, I think. I think this is going to be an epic year for him. That's for sure.
That was absolutely beautiful. All our hearts are touched. If Jared Goff,
that was beautiful.
I mean, do you guys like the Jared Goff looks like Ryan Gosling comparison?
Absolutely.
He does. He's actually really cute.
He does.
He does. Yeah.
He absolutely does.
I think with Jared Goff last year, threw that game-winning touchdown pass against the Vikings to get the first win of the season, his wife, or his now fiance, I should say, sorry, was modeling on a beach for SI.
Yep.
They, like, videotaped her. And they were like, guess what? He just won the game with the winning touchdown. And she's like, he did. And like, it's like the whole video of her on like the photo shoot. And she like watches it and she's like crying. I'm like, that's nice. Like, those are the kind of vibes. Like, those are the kind of things. The love.
What's her name again?
She said.
Kristen Harper.
Kristen Harper. Hmm. Interesting. Hmm? All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing more of her.
Oh, yeah.
Around in the future, especially if they start winning.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually, can we just like really quick do like a shout out? The Lions ladies were talking a little bit ago, but we need more content from the new Lions wives. Really?
We do.
Are they lacking right now?
Say that again?
Are they lacking in content right now, the Lions wives?
Kind of.
Well, we're very used to like Kelly Stafford level content, which is like almost daily posts about the kids and like what's going on.
Every game day.
Yeah. And now she has a podcast of her own that we listen to weekly. So maybe we need to find a middle ground between like what she did and what we're getting now, but we do think that there could be an increase in posts. It just helps us connect with the team, as we said.
Yeah. And I think too, like there's not necessarily like a lady or a wife or girlfriend that is like taking the lead of the women for the Lions right now, like Kelly did. Like, and especially because I think Kristen Harper, she's obviously like a hard worker, she's a model, everything, so I don't think she is there as much to really like take the reins of like.
It sounds like she has the biggest profile to do so, though. No?
Yeah.
That's true.
And yeah. If you're the quarterback's wife, you got to, or fiance, you got to take those reins.
You do.
Like the first team. Lady of the team, really. I mean, yeah. Well, yeah. I feel like, you know.
Besides the owner.
Wait, say that again?
Besides the owner.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think one thing I really liked when, you know, obviously Stafford, Kelly Stafford, my favorite thing about her is what she'd post on Sundays. She'd post like where they were sitting, what, you know, decked out in Lions gear, all the people who came to cheer for Matthew, like, you know, and you get this like insight of like, wow, this player is like a person who's just living the game he loves. Like, here's his whole family supporting him. Here's all this stuff. And it like makes you feel sentimental towards these people. Like, it's not just, you know, Matthew Stafford, pro quarterback. It's like, well, he's like a real guy. You know, he's just this guy who is lucky enough to have the skill to literally win the lottery and get drafted into the NFL and just living out this like awesome life. And it makes you feel like attached to these players.
Yeah. And I feel like she was kind of similar to us with like, she really loves the sport of football too. So like she gets into it. She gets nervous. Like we get nervous on Sundays. Like, God, we get so nervous on Sundays. It's
oh my God.
Oh, and she would show those emotions and stuff through social media, and she'd be there for every step of the day on Sundays and everything. So I feel like we really connected with that too. So
what are you guys looking for when you are like for a good Instagram follow as far as Lions Wives goes? Are you looking for what the wives are doing? Are you looking for what more insight from the player side of things? What makes you decide who you want to follow?
I would say both. I mean, I'm like curious about what they do for a living. I know Kelly Stafford was a nurse, and she eventually decided to stay home with the kids, but knowing kind of how they operate, because the NFL season is only a part of the year, and like how they, I mean, that it is a full-time career though. Those players are, you know, working out in the off season all the time, whatever. So it's just such an interesting career path to take and how families navigate that. I mean, a lot of the wives work, I know as well. So just navigating a two-parent household with one parent who works one of the strangest jobs you could have, I would think. Uh-huh. So I know I personally am interested in kind of both sides of that.
I agree with you, Lil G. I feel like sometimes though the wives just put out so much more content just because they're the wives, you know, they have the time to do, they're not like, you know, like I don't know, I feel like they put out so much more content, so you get that behind the scene from them, whereas you don't really get that as much from the players. Like some, I guess you kind of do, but just not as that, like it's not that like behind the scenes content. It's like, oh, like here's pictures of me playing or here's me this, but all the wives content is like, look at, you know, we keep saying Stafford, but it's really hard not to, but like, look at Stafford at home with his kids. And you're like, oh my God, he was just scoring touchdowns. And now he's like girl dad, you know, and I do like, so I like watching both like the players and their wives, but I just feel like the wives content really always gets me because it just gives you that really behind the scenes peek, which I'm really hoping to piggyback off that we see in Hard Knocks. Like, yes. You really get to know these players a lot better. Because at least I know I watched Hard Knocks.
So all of you are pro Hard Knocks for the Lions, right? Because I mean, I'm not. I'm pro Hard Knocks too, but.
Yeah.
I know some people on our, you know, Blue Kool-Aid crew are split on whether they want it or not.
So my perspective is, okay, so I'm married to a Browns fan. We're very similar fandoms because we're very loyal and
yep, don't you're depressed every Sunday.
I mean, there's very rarely a weekend where we can both be very happy. Like either one of us is happy or no one is happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we watched Hard Knocks of the Browns and I loved it. I mean, the Browns is the team I watched right after the Lions. I'm always watching both games. And I felt like you got this like insight, like, some of the players wrote poetry, like, you know, some of them had like taglines and stuff. And of course, similar to these Instagram stories and stuff, you're like getting that behind the scenes peek of them. So I'm excited.
Oh yeah. I'm all in on it. I cannot wait. I think it's honestly good for the team because I think the Lions don't get enough love. They don't get enough attention. And I think getting this attention for them is going to be good. It's going to like make them feel more important, and it's going to make them feel like better than they are. Like, I mean, they are good. It's going to make them feel confident, I think, getting that attention from the show. And I'm really excited to see how it turns out and how it impacts them going into the season.
Lil G, you can be hosting viewing parties, Hard Knocks, Pro Hard Knocks.
I was a big skeptic at first, I'll say, just because I really want to win this year. I want to do a lot of winning. And I sometimes wonder if this type of stuff is a little bit of a distraction, but I am such a Lions fan that I'm like ecstatic that they're on it just for me to watch it. But I think they'll do well on it. And I don't think it'll be that much of a hindrance to the off season, but, I'm super excited.
Well, good news for you guys. Hard Knocks the last couple of years has focused kind of less on the football on the field and more of the off field stuff. So it sounds like it might be right up your alley.
Oh yeah. And hey, it's better that we have the preseason one and not the in season one. Cause
yeah,
that would be more of a distraction like that. Yeah. I'd be probably more concerned about, but this is preseason. And it's honestly the better one because I've watched them both and preseason's way better to watch.
For sure.
I didn't realize they had in-season one. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that they just started that last year, I think, with the Colts, if I'm correct. The Lions are not part of that.
No.
So, favorite player right now on this Detroit Lions team? Who we got right now going into the season, mid-July. It might change by the time season starts, but right now as we record this, we'll start with Lil G.
Oh, gosh. I would probably say my favorite Lion right now is TJ Hockenson. I think he's just got that kind of gritty Detroit energy about him, and I'm excited to see what he can do this year. And I'm my favorite.
I will agent. Also he might say be gone after next year.
I know. I'm hoping that's not the case, but we'll see. I will say my favorite new player is Aiden Hutchinson. Oh, yeah. I'm a big Michigan fan, so I'm very excited. And I think he's exactly what we need to bolster our defense this year. And I'm super, super thrilled that he's joining
and I
us.
Think his sister won like a beauty pageant or something in Michigan or something like that recently.
Oh, I did see something about that.
Like Miss Michigan, like to go to the American one or something. It was something along those lines. I don't know. I saw it on MLive sometimes posts things not related to vaguely related to Lions, and I know it was something along those lines. So
yeah, I did see they got to walk the graduation stage. Like they graduated on the same day, which I thought was very awesome.
Is it his twin sister?
Together. I don't know. I just saw a picture of them walking together.
Something to look into, Lions fans.
Yeah.
Big G.
So really quickly, I really do like Aiden Hutchinson. I followed him right after we drafted him, and he's been posting some good content. Like I think he's really excited about being a Lion and in Detroit. Obviously, he went to Michigan. But my favorite has to be Jamal Williams because I think he's really good and I just love his energy that he brings to the team. And I think he's just a powerful running back. Like, I don't know. I think he has a lot of potential and he adds really good positive vibes to the team too.
All right. Jamal Williams. Interesting. Yeah. Big personality for sure. No doubt.
Yeah.
J-Duck.
sorry. I'm just going to come out of left field and I'm going to go all in on Goff this year. I've decided to really back him this year.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just going to like become the biggest Goff fan this year and like speak it into existence that he's going to take us, you know, farther than anyone thinks we can go this year. So I'm getting behind our QB because I think I didn't give him as much of a chance this year. I think I kind of was just in a funky year with the transition. And I think this year I'm like, I was all in already, but like, I'm all in this year. Like, let's go Goff. He's going to lead us forward down the field.
All right. Jared Goff. All right. Big believer, big believer. A lot of people think, analysts, national analysts out there think Jared Goff's like the last piece to go. Like, we'll we'll draft one of those top two quarterbacks next year, and then the franchise will really take off. That's just what national analysts say, but I think we win the Super Bowl with him this year. Damn straight.
You know, all those analysts and stuff, they wouldn't have predicted things like Tom Brady and, you know, like,
Analysts don't look at all their Instagrams and personal lives.
That's exactly right, Big G.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. So, the Lions this year. A lot of people are predicting them to be top five draft pick again. I am curious what you guys are going to predict for the Lions this year. What is their season going to look like? Kind of laid out for me. Either, you know, give it a quick answer or, you know, spell it out a little longer. What's the regular season going to look like? What's the playoffs going to look like? How far are we going to go? We'll start with you, Big G.
Ooh, let's see. I think it's going to be a great season. We're definitely going to be over 500. I think we're going to win at least 10 games. I think we're going to the playoffs. I'm calling it now. We're going to the playoffs this year.
How far are we going to go? How far are we going to go in the playoffs?
And we're going to at least make it through the second round. We're going to win more than one game in the playoffs.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be the first time, you know, in either of our lives, Big G. That
I know. It's been a playoff game. Oh my God. What, how long is it? It's like
January of 90. January of 92 is the only Lions playoff victory in the Super Bowl era.
Oh, yep. We're defying that this year. I just, like, I feel it in my bones. It's going to happen.
Love it. Love it. Will G.
Well, this is a good question because I was literally just sitting down with the calendar and picking what games I was interested in going to. And I was just looking through and like looking at who we're playing. And I just kept seeing win, win, win. Like no one really was posing that much of a challenge. Just like on paper, maybe once we hit the field, it'll be different. But what I'm seeing now is I have to agree with Big G. We're definitely going to be over 500. I would say at least 10 wins, but I'm going to go 11 wins on the season. Mm-hmm. And I think we are going to win a playoff game this year. I'm not sure how many playoff games, but I think we're going to win at least one this year. And that is going to propel us into the future. If we somehow don't win the Super Bowl this year, we'll win it next year.
All right. Would Jared Goff a quarterback next year?
I mean, if we win a playoff game this year, perhaps. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. So 10 wins and a playoff win. 11 wins and a playoff win. All right. J-Dog.
Okay. So one of the things I love about this podcast so much is even after a really shitty weekend, there's always like a lot of positivity. And then the week before the game, I always love your predictions. And so I really buy into that. And it really makes me happy because as a Lion fans, you like need to get that positivity pumped into you because like you're not changing fandoms, you're not going anywhere, but you just like need to feel that levity. And I drink a lot of Kool-Aid for this team and I'm just going to go all in. Undefeated Super Bowl champions.
Ah,
wow. Yeah.
17-0, the first undefeated team in NFL history since the Dolphins.
17 games.
Yeah. You're in here now, everybody.
So 20-0 on the year. The three playoff wins to win the Super Bowl.
Movies will be written about this year. It'll be the team that was never supposed to win went all the way. Oh, and Jared Goff will get a movie about him before Stafford does. Sorry, Stafford.
I'm getting so hyped.
And Ryan Gosling could play him. I love it. Y'all are drinking a blue Kool-Aid. That's why we had you on, because we know you drink that Kool-Aid. Always appreciate that. Oh, man. Great predictions, you guys. Great predictions.
We've learned from the best.
True, we do.
Yeah, this could be a lot of fun. Did you guys have any other, like, last thoughts you wanted to kind of touch on?
One thought I had, and I just wanted to kind of talk about it, is, you know, when we are a winning team, like, I don't know what we're going to do, like how it'll be like with all of our friends and people, like, because growing up, like one of my biggest talking points with people is being a Lions fan and having to defend myself, why I am a Lions fan and why I don't care that we've been bad for so many years. And while I will always stand by their side, man, when we're winning, when we're a winning team and we win that Super Bowl, gosh, it's going to feel so good to just tell all the haters, this is why we stick with the Lions.
I love it. I love it. Did you guys have any last message for the Blue Kool-Aid crew?
Well, I agree with Big G. I think you have to go through the lows to truly appreciate the highs. And everyone sitting on this podcast right now, we've all had conversations about like when we go to the Super Bowl, where are we going to watch? We all already know we're going to be together as a family because we've gone through all these years together, the highs, the lows, you know, the Cowboys gate playoff game to Matt Patricia era. We've been through it all together. And I just think that this podcast has provided such an awesome way to be together, even when we're apart. And I'm super excited to win the Super Bowl this year with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes at the helm. And I am drinking the Kool-Aid this year, as I am every year, but especially this year.
Beautiful. Ooh. All right. J-Dog, you're last, and then we'll wrap it up.
Well, first, thanks, Big Z, for having us on. We've talked about this
my
for a
honor.
Long time.
It's my honor.
And this is really cool, even though we're all a little bit nervous, but, you know. You guys are a big deal these days. And I guess, you know, Kool-Aid crew, thanks for always keeping it light. Thanks for giving us the information we need and, you know, keeping that optimism because guess what? It's going to pay off for all of us because when we win, it's going to be sweeter than any other team's victories ever. It's going to be the best. So.
All right. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Before we go, I know we're talking about Lions wives and Lions players Instagrams, but what are your Instagrams? How do we follow the Lady Lions Instagram? Big G Instagram handle.
At Genevieve underscore Johnson 9.
All right. Lil G.
At G Rudd 19.
How do you spell that? R-U-D-D?
G-R-U-D-D.
All right. One nine. And then J-Dog.
Mine's really long. At Jillian Polishevsky 11.
Do you want to spell that?
O-V-S-K-Y.
There you go. So if you want to just follow some really true, loyal Lady Lions fans, there you go. Otherwise, our Instagram is at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions, Spotify, Apple, Rivigator Podcast. Please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. Always greatly appreciate that. We have our producer, Kid Jay, to thank.
Woo!
And then SidelineReport.com. Thank you for hosting the podcast. Always greatly appreciate that. Now, ladies, we have one last thing to do before we wrap up the podcast. I know you know it. It is the Lions fight song. So I'm going to count down, and on three, you're going to start and take it away. So one, two, three.
Forward, down, a fighting
Down the field again,
go.